Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game one of the season, the first STK game night. To reintroduce ourselves, I was about to say I'm Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. You're the other heck.
I'm the other heck, right? I am just heck. We got my brother's Wall Street heck. We got Coach B NYC, and we are surviving the Knicks. STK surviving the Knicks, y'all, okay? This is our fourth season, all right? We're coming back from the grave. I'm saying we've taken some time off, but, you know, we're starting the year off right, as opposed to the New York Knicks. just a quick recap.
No jabs just yet.
I'm trying to resist, my brothers. Just a quick recap from my brothers before they give us their amazing insight. Real quick, Tatum led Boston with 34. Porzingis, or Porzingis, as Wall Street likes to call him. He's a Wall Street. You can't like Porzingis anymore, bro. He's a Celtic. Yeah, you got to stop that. But anyway, Porzingis had 30. Randle didn't show up, but RJ Barrett showed up. And quickly, to who the Knicks decided not to pay for whatever reason, quickly showed up. RJ Barrett at 24, although he shot 8 for 20. Quickly had 24 on 7-11 shooting. Kind of brought them back. Brunson had a subpar game at 15 points, 6-21 shooting. It was a tough shooting night for the Knicks. But the Knicks, this was the chance to catch them. I don't know what was going on. Wall Street, what were your thoughts on this game, on game one of the season?
You know, it's just game one. You know, a lot of people got that team as, you know, the pretty much the lock to represent, you know, the East. I don't think it's a lock, but. You know, so, you know, we played well. It was game one. It was game one for the refs, too. I saw a lot of funny calls. I thought it got loose. The game got real loose. But, no, it was a good game.
What did you think of the flopping calls? The flopping texts? Those were interesting, right?
I like it, but you got to be careful. They got one wrong, you know? Mm. And, you know, I like rules like that. Rules like that you enforce early in the game and early in the season, and then you hope that it starts to weed itself out. Because you would hate to see something like that, like fourth quarter of a finals game. Because that one on Brunson was really bad. That should have probably been a foul, a closeout foul. Yeah. You know, but, you know, it's game one for the refs, too. Yeah, you know, but I thought there was a lot of great stuff. Coming into the fourth quarter, the role players really carried the Knicks, and they kept us close. So I thought coming into the fourth quarter, if Brunson and Randle, even though they played so badly, would have just performed in the fourth quarter, we would have had a great chance to win. But I think that's a good sign, because a lot of times when your role players play well, the all-stars, they're going to catch a rhythm, you know? So I thought that today there was good signs all around. We need Mitch to be able to stay on the court. But, yeah, we shot horribly. The defense showed up. The role players showed up, the bench showed up, and if we get that throughout the season, that kind of performance, we're going to win a lot of games. We'll win a lot of games because Brunson is not going to play this bad, and Randle is not going to play this bad every day. You know, so we saw potential Eastern Conference champs today, and we gave them a run for their money. Yeah. Two or three things go our way, and we leave tonight, you know, with a win up by two or three. So good game.
Shout out to the coach of the Celtics. He put Holiday on Julius, and it was effective. It should have been exploited, but, I mean, it worked. It worked for them. It worked all game. I mean, I don't know. Coach, what were your thoughts?
It's terrible. It's terrible that Julius could not take advantage of his mismatch, you know, have a drop step, you know, a quick spin or something. But it just shows that Julius is more of a straight line. And, like, his lateral movement isn't there, so it was a great matchup for someone. Yeah. I didn't realize Jrue Holiday was that strong. But, yo, Julius, whatever, man. I'll take this L. Like, he's going to give us a better game somewhere down the line. And, like, he hit a big shot with, like, 4-5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, we need those spot moments where guys hit shots. And to me, the difference is someone that takes the attention off of you. Like, quickly was knocking him down. He shot the best percentage. He played a great game. Yeah. But, like, there's no need to double quickly. You know, it's like, yo, eventually he'll run out of gas or something. Yeah. Brunson just didn't have it today. So it's like, there's no reason to double him. And Julius, another one, didn't have it. There's no reason to double him. So
Julius had great energy, though, early on. He had great energy. I think the Holiday matchup just kind of, I think mentally, just kind of got the better of him.
We had to work so hard to get those shots late. Yeah. And it's like, okay, we got a double team Tatum. Someone's going to be open. Boom. Easy. And it was they're catching up and taking the lead back was easier than us, than all the work we put in today. Like, it's a shame. It's unfortunate that our stars didn't have. RJ played okay, but he still shot below 500. So I'm taking it half the glass half full. You know, like, sure, played solid, but we still need that takeover player. You know, and quickly hit some big shots. And it's like, at that point, I understand Tibbs was like putting the starters back in, but keep the ball in Quickly's hands. You know, like, let's ride this wave. It's unfortunate, man. It sucks that we didn't make any free throws. It sucks that Porzingis got hot. Our own former player came back to kill us again. And it sucks Quickly he's not getting paid, but he's still a trade asset. So we don't know where that'll lead us. So he ain't get paid, so he could be a trade piece for the entire year and in the offseason. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But the play of the game for me, despite the loss, was Quickly catching the steal, knowing Julius Randle just hit a three and not giving him the ball back right away. You know, we reset the offense. Hartenstein finds Grimes for a potential 4-point play. We missed the free throw. Damn shame. But like, that moment to me was like, all right, Quick, like, I'm rocking with you. Definitely defensively and offensively, he played a damn near perfect game. Everyone else, Mitch, foul trouble. You know, I don't, send me my money back, Mitch. Oh, and DiVincenzo, when he figures it out, he'll hit some shots, but we need that. We got to find out who's who. Who's that guy?
It's true. It's true, man. It's, I don't know. What was your pivotal moment for you, Wall Street? What was the pivotal moment of the game for you? That could have probably been a difference maker for the Knicks.
RJ had a shot. I forgot how much time was left. It must have been like a minute and 30, something like that. It was definitely right after the Porzingis shot that he shot from like 30 feet away in Randall's face.
Right.
So that shot that Porzingis hit put them up three with about a minute 30. On the other side, RJ got a quick shot from the corner. It looked like Holiday wasn't really able to close out. The Knicks pushed the ball up, and they got a quick shot, and it looked like a set shot. It looked like he had plenty of space, and he just missed it. If he would have hit that shot, the energy would have changed. I think that was a big shot for RJ. The
crazy part was RJ got subbed in after Grimes missed that catch and shoot three on the left wing too. So it's like, oh man, like, we can't keep flopping back and forth. Like, I understand, like, you want to ride with the guy that you think might make the shot, but Grimes just hit a shot before that caused a 4-point play. Like, you know, ride him out a little bit. Like, that's the issue with having too many options. Now you're overcoaching. It's like, yo, listen, you want to roll with somebody, roll with them for the last 4 to 5 minutes, especially if they're hot. Like, they built the lead back up. Hold on to that, you know, like, continue to punch. And if you need a stop, then by all means, then you make an adjustment or two to get a stop. But the mixture of so many guards is like, nobody can get going. Like, no one can close the stretch if we're swapping guys in the last 3 or 4 minutes. The last 4 to 5 minutes needs to be the straight hitters. And like, we're gonna ride this out unless somebody's in foul trouble or somebody gets hurt.
Honestly, I thought that the Knicks came out too energized and Boston came out kind of lethargic. It, to me, it felt like Boston didn't respect New York enough early on, and they were just playing through the motion. And because the Knicks missed so many shots, the missed shots kept Boston in the game because they weren't really doing anything. I wasn't impressed with Boston in the first half. The second half is when things picked up for them because that, you know, it was just like, well, it kind of was like, you know, you're trying to look for that boxer. You're trying that boxing, you know, boxing match. You're like, okay, that's your best shot. Oh, okay, well, now we're going to take our best shot. And the second half is when Boston gave New York its best shot. And clearly, you know, like Wall Street said earlier, they are one of the contenders. They're one of the two that everyone keeps talking about out in the East to make, to represent the, you know, the Eastern Conference in the finals. But they also have chemistry issues. There are moments where they looked out of sync. There are moments, you know, and this was the night to catch them. Like, this was the night to catch them. Because once they got their chemistry, it's going to be really hard to beat them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they haven't really figured it out yet. Remember, they got to integrate Porzingis. They have to integrate Holiday. It's a different team altogether. And this was the night to catch them. This was the night to kind of send a message. And I think not the effort was there. It's just the shots. And I think it was just they were just too hyped for this matchup. That's my opinion, though. What do you guys think?
If we're going to have a successful season, it's not going to be winning or losing against Boston. I definitely think we displayed everything that we needed to. And to be honest, it's not a perfect match with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So it's like, if they're both going, somebody else is not going to get going, you know? So we'll see how that plays out long-term. Well, Tatum had an efficient game, and that was all they needed, you know. So, like, he's an MVP candidate, and our six man had an efficient game. Like, you know, it's just one of those nights. So, as the season goes on, you know, we'll see how they play it in the next matchup. But I definitely think that if we're hitting more shots, we're in a more competitive situation, and this was a highly competitive game. So. Like, we're hitting more shots. We could take one or two from them for sure. And definitely, like, the rivalry, like, we both teams get up for that. So it's going to be fun. And then if we get a playoff matchup, man, like, it could get ugly. Because we're going to we're gonna get dirty. We're going to get after it.
Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts, Wall Street?
I think that we match up fairly well with Boston. I think that the problem is going to be, and we have a good problem. Think about where we were like 3 or 4 years ago, where we were like, who's our one? You know, we were looking at Elfrid Payton, you know, and now we have a one.
Elfrid Payton.
You know, we had a problem at the three. You know, we had a problem at the three. Who was our three? You know, remember three, I was OB at the three. Get me OB at the three. That's a fact. You know, we filled up. We filling our positions up.
Yeah.
So if you look, you know, I always look at it can this player start on a top four team? And our last hole is, I love Mitch, but he's not a starter. He can't give me starter minutes. I don't need I can't put my starter to play 45 minutes. But it's nice to know that if I had to, if it's game five in the finals, that I could do that. You know, you can play a player for the entire game. Brunson can play the length of a game. Barry, you don't ask them to do it, but they can.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch can't play two full quarters. He's not a starter. Imagine Mitch coming off the bench, and now you're allowed. Now you're playing you're playing less minutes, so now you're allowed to use those fouls. You know, like Mitch is playing an entire game. Like, I can't foul, especially early. You want to see Mitch play well? Let him get into the fourth quarter of a game with only one foul under his belt. Now he's like late fourth quarter. Oh, snap, I could play defense. He doesn't know what it's like to play hard defense late fourth quarter because he can't be in the game at that point in time without having four or five fouls on him.
He's also not used to guarding the newer center. The newer center is perimeter-oriented. Can stretch out to the 3-point line. Like, he lost Porzingis a couple times. Like, he lost him on the alley-oop. Back cut him a couple times.
Yeah.
Al Horford cut him a couple times. Like, it's like he's like your traditional 90s, early 2000s center. Grab rebounds, he'll You can't go up on Mitch because he'll block your shit. Let's be real.
He's a bench guy. He's not the guy that you ask to guard Porzingis for 35 minutes. He's the guy that you ask to help the guy that has to guard Porzingis for 35 minutes. And now I could throw an extra body at Porzingis. Now, Porzingis is playing a more traditional center, a center that could keep up with him. Just at the end of the day, just give me a center that could keep up with him, right? That could play his minutes and that can play that far out in the perimeter. Now, you know, after a couple minutes, you wear him down. Now you could throw a guy like Mitch in the game. Mitch is electric. So if he comes off the bench with a guy like quickly catches a couple dunks, the garden starts getting crazy, starts getting in people's faces. But look at the problem that we're in right now. We had holes before at the one, at the three, at the who was the two? Was RJ or two? Was what was happening now? Now we got it all laid out, even our bench. We just need a starting five right now, you know? So our five, and look, with a guy like Mitch, which probably should be coming off the bench in a lot of teams, and he'd be great off the bench. He'd be great. Yeah.
He gets started money, like though. Quickly, that's the problem. He's getting started money.
Yeah, no, he gets started money. But until I get right now, the question is, when you see like a game like tonight, and you think about where we at right now, are we going to get out of the first or second round? We should get into the playoffs. We should probably get out of the first round. Can we get a second round exit, right? And then that's it, man. And after that, now we need a good free agent to pick up the spot and fill that hole. But we're a much better team than we were 3 years ago.
You gave a top contender in the East a run. So let's not downplay that. The Knicks gave a good gut punch to a top contender, to one of the top two contenders in the East. I don't think this game tempers, you know, our expectations. My expectations that the Knicks make the playoffs, not a play-in, that they're in the playoffs. You know, I think the third, fourth seed is very easily obtainable. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything less than that is not you're taking steps backwards. I think the Knicks are a good team. They just missed shots and it happens. I think they were really excited for this game because they came out like ready and they were fumbling. You know, when you see players at first, they're fumbling the ball and they're moving before the ball even moves, it's because you're way excited. Like you want to get at the team you're playing. It's just, you know, I mean, are the Celtics that much better than them? Maybe, but I don't know. I don't think so. I think they have pieces. I don't know, man. I don't think the first game of the season answers all those questions, right? Yeah. I don't think, but I think, you know, you got Atlanta coming up next. Got to beat them. You know what I'm saying? Now win the games that you're supposed to win.
Yeah.
Win the games that you're supposed to win is what I would say next. Like,
I think as long as Mitch is in foul trouble, it kind of shakes things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like guys that didn't play that are extremely helpful in other instances, Jericho Sims.
He didn't even play. He only went with eight guys tonight.
Yeah, so like DiVincenzo only played 15 minutes. Like,
Knicks got Atlanta, and then the Knicks got the Pelicans, right? Should be 2-1.
That's it. Give me both.
You know what I'm saying 2-1, right? Going into we got our first full episode on Sunday. 2-1 isn't a bad, you know, it's not a bad place to be. Then you got Cleveland twice, which is crazy on a back-to-back at that, right? You got Cleveland, you're at Cleveland on Halloween, and then Cleveland comes here on the first. And then you got the Bucks next week Friday. So, you know, the NBA is sending the message like, listen.
You go to work.
Yeah, listen. Wall Street, like you said, right? 4 years ago, they weren't even trying to feature the Knicks in these types of games.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows, you know, the Knicks are a team to watch. So They're putting them up. They're putting up against all the heavy hitters. So, you know, time to show and prove. All right. Any last thoughts from you guys?
Man, Victor.
At some point, quickly got to get paid. Oh, God. Yo, at some point, quickly got to get paid, man.
That's a travesty, but we're talking about that on Sunday.
I like what they're doing, you know, keeping the options open. You know, obviously, we miss on a lot of stars that are swapping teams, so.
Bethany would look nice in a Phoenix Suns jersey.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not that. But maybe, you know, we finally
pulled the trigger on a big deal. He'd be really good in that Phoenix Suns offense. I'll tell you that much.
He would. He ain't going to get no shots.
Wall Street, you got it. That's right.
Victor Wembanyama looking like a broken 2K player. That's my last. He just hit another fadeaway three.
By the way, like seriously, yo, San Antonio is going at Dallas right now. That's a crazy, yo. They're like going in their chest right now.
Yeah, I don't believe in Kyrie and Luka. I don't believe in this team at all.
I don't think you should.
They might have little preseason runs here and there, but.
They were horrible in the preseason. They were horrible. Like the Dallas is going to the lottery. I don't see how anybody believes Dallas is going to go anywhere except a play-in at best. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think Luka has a lot of questions to ask himself. But you know, I guess we could talk about this on Sunday. But yeah, man, listen, hold your heads up high, fellas. Yeah, people out there, hold your heads up high because the Knicks gave a hell of a game to a championship contender. It wasn't like the Charlotte Hornets pulled up and y'all lost. Like, no, it was the Boston Celtics who are pretty good the last time I checked.
On the opposite side of the coin, you're a professional. You missed 12 free throws. You're a bum. But on to the next one.
No, listen, coach, you called it. You're right. And when you shoot under 40%. What are you going to get, right? Fellas, it's been real. Thank y'all for checking in. Ladies and gentlemen out there, thank y'all for checking in.
We're back.
We'll see you. STK, Surviving the Knicks. We are back. Thank you for checking in with us on game night. And we'll see y'all for the next one. Peace. We got Wall Street Heck. We got Coach BNYC and myself, Jess Heck. Deuces, y'all. Peace. Fellas, brothers, love y'all. See y'all Sunday. Look out for them questions. Peace.